Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The New York City Housing Authority, NYCHA called affectionately, is in trouble, but the trouble requires a great deal of explanation. And I welcome Greg Smith, a reporter for The City, an online journal, to explain to me how Governor Cuomo did not give priority to people living in public housing during the pandemic, during the crisis of the globe. Greg, a very good evening to you. Thank you for joining us. Our colleague Harry Smith guided me to your excellent reporting about a story that looks to me extremely dynamic, has many moving parts, Albany, two governors at least, the city, and not the least, the people in public housing deserving of attention. There is money, but the money ran out for paying back rent back during the pandemic period. And now there's scrambling, what appears to be scrambling by Albany, to close the gap. Why is there a gap? Why didn't public housing get the attention from Albany that other renters troubled by the pandemic received? Good evening to you, Greg.
Good evening. So to answer that question, we have to do a little bit of time travel. And we go back to that wonderful year, 2020, when everybody was trying to figure out what to do with this pandemic that had come out of apparently out of nowhere. And at the time, there was a huge problem with people basically losing their jobs and therefore not being able to pay their rent. So there was a push by the local politicians to try to step in, and with some help from the federal government, but also the state, to try to create what they called an emergency rental assistance program, with the ridiculous acronym ERAP. But at the time, there was no way to really know how long is this going to go on, how much rent will not get paid, and so on. And so what they decided to do was to create a hierarchy of recipients. And the top of the list would be private landlords. So private sector tenants could apply for this stuff, and they would get their rental, the rental arrears compensated by the state of New York through this ERAP program. But that's the private sector. What they decided to do when they created this thing was to say, okay, once we've paid off all the rental arrears for private sector renters, then we'll turn to public housing. And only then will we do that. So in other words, they put them at the back of the line, essentially. And so what happens? They ran out of money. So they compensated pretty much everybody who was a private sector landlord was receiving compensation from the state for their renters, whereas the New York City Housing Authority, which is, by the way, the largest in the nation with 450,000 tenants, which is like the size of Boston. And they were basically out of luck. And as a result, they now have more than $450 million in rental arrears that just comes right out of their budget. And what does that mean? That means that ultimately that's going to be less money to perform repairs on apartments. So now there is a direct fallout from this that affects people. Besides the money issue, it's also having an effect on the quality of life for public housing tenants across the city.
In other words, the mold in the kitchen is directly related to decisions that were made at the beginning of the pandemic by then Governor Cuomo, who decided or ruled that the housing authority would be put at the end of the line. There's some missing pieces here. Your explanation is great, but the puzzle, what about the part the least shall be first? The public housing of the people who lost their jobs, mostly because those jobs were outdoors, were meaning that you had to take the transportation that was not much available and go to buildings that were not much open. Was that thinking in 20 available? Or I don't mean to be, 2020 hindsight, but for heaven's sakes, who has a better claim on rent arrears than people who were completely dislodged by the pandemic? That doesn't describe luxury housing. That doesn't describe Manhattan or Brooklyn. That describes the least among us. So rather than answer what it appears to be a moral hazard question, let's get to what can be done now. The state wants to rectify this. How so, Greg?
So what's happening is, at the time when this decision was made, I would also note that the leadership of the legislature also signed off on that hierarchy that I described. But apparently they've seen the light and they've changed their position. So what has happened, this happened yesterday, was the state Senate and the New York State Assembly, which is the equivalent of the House, pulled together a budget proposal, which they put forth yesterday, which they're going to vote on tomorrow, in which they threw another $389 million into the budget specifically to compensate for the at least some of the rental arrears that have accrued by public housing residents. And so this money is now going to be on the table. And of course, now it gets us to the other player in this thing, which is we have a different governor now, and that's Kathy Hochul. She has so far said nothing about this. She won't say yes, she won't say no. And so what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks? April 1st is the budget deadline in New York State. There's going to be a big push to get her to sign off on this with this money in it. There is a million different fights going on in Albany right now between legislature and Kathy Hochul. But this is going to be on the table, and it remains to be seen whether she'll sign off on it. I don't know. When I asked them this week, her position was, we'll let you know. So, I mean, that's where we're sitting at right now.
Let's go to what needs to be done, which is repairs. They're years behind. I'm remembering your reporting as best I can, Greg. And there's no money for all of the repairs that are necessary. I'm not just talking about leaks. I'm talking about elevators that don't work, lights that have been broken for a long time, making the housing dangerous. The mold in the kitchens, that I'm reminded of this. This reporting has been years in the making. All of these problems have been deferred. Is that right now a consideration in Albany, that what they've done is set up a system so that people don't get help they need, just in terms of living in those apartments, quite aside from whether they can pay for it?
Sure. I mean, it's kind of there are many players in this thing, but one of the biggest issues is that these buildings are old, that most of them went up in the 50s and the 60s. And there's, for, you know, many years they took care of them. But then at some point in the 1980s, the Reagan administration started the ball rolling to basically get out of the business of public housing. And so the federal funding began to decline. And as a result, ultimately, the maintenance of these properties began to decline. So in other words, when something starts to get, worse, it then will ultimately cost more to fix. And so that's where we're at. So what we're having is, elevators that don't work, the mold that builds up in bathrooms and kitchens because there's no place for the moisture to go. And lead paint was another big one. That's a huge one. That's actually a very expensive thing to deal with, too. And there was an agreement with the federal government. That's the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development, called HUD, in January of 2019, before the pandemic, in which the New York City Housing Authority agreed to fix specific problems on a specific timetable. And what's happened with this crazy rent arrears of $450 million is they're now unable to make the timetable. Right. And so everything is basically in the twilight zone now while we sit and wait for manna from heaven.
It's called affectionately NYCHA, New York City Housing Authority. Greg Smith is the reporter at The City, an online journal, on what is to be done for the people who need not only rent money, but for heaven's sake, lead paint. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.